NC-12 has seen its share of damage as storms shift the sand, and the price tag to fix the problem could cost millions, if not billions. Lee Nettles is the executive director of the Outer Banks Visitors Bureau. He says the public and the legislature need to know the economic value of Hatteras Island.
There was a lot of discussion, obviously, about NC-12, and it was just our perspective that people were focusing almost exclusively on the cost of repairs to the road rather than considering the value and the economic return of what Hatteras Island provides both to Dare County and the state.
The Hatteras Island Economic Impact Assessment shows the seven villages that make up the island generated $204 million in 2011, with most of the business coming from out of state. Leonita Inge, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.